Welcome back to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are just cruising our way through looking at how God is with us this season. And our prayer as you listen to these daily podcasts is that your heart would take time during the busyness of this season to be able to reflect on who God is and who He's made you to be and the fact that He is with us and what we celebrate at Christmas, how that makes the difference for every moment that we have in our days. And so today I have a special guest with me who's going to help us kind of pick apart God with us. Special guest, what is your name and what grade are you in?
Camila, and I am in third grade.
All right, Camila, what's your favorite thing about third grade?
Math.
Math. All these math kids. I love it. I'm going to surround you myself with you guys as I get old so you can just do all my math for me. And what are you looking forward to most about Christmas?
Spending time with family.
Okay. What do you enjoy doing with your family?
Eating.
And is there like a certain thing that you love to eat at Christmas time?
Cranberry fluff.
Ooh, I don't even know what that is. I feel like we're going to need to understand what that is. Is it like marshmallows or like Jell-O or what is it? Any direction you have for me?
Marshmallows and cranberries.
Okay. I think that sounds very, very scrumptious. Cranberries, I think, just go with anything sweet pretty much, but we'll definitely see. All right. And so in talking about how God is with us and how things are just better when we're doing them with people, what do you enjoy at Christmas time to do with other people that's like better to do with people than to do alone?
Singing?
That's so true that you're the first person to say that. I love that answer. It is more fun to sing with people. And so when you are imagining that God is with you, right? Because we know He tells us that He's with us. Where do you imagine that He is? Like, how do you picture that in your mind that He's with you all the time? Where is He?
In your heart.
In your heart? Okay. And how do you know that? Like, how do you get that information? Or sometimes maybe when you feel like alone or you feel like you don't know where He's at, like, how do you remind yourself of that truth?
Because He loves me so much, He's in my heart.
Okay, yep, yeah. You know that He loves you, right? And then so that infuses you to be able to be like, okay, that's where I know He is. He lives in my heart, He's with me, and that makes a big difference. All right, so with that, let's go ahead and dig into our passage. The whole passage that we're looking at today is Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. And we're going to be zooming in on verse 23. But Camila, will you go ahead and read for us that passage?
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
All right. And so we see here that his name is going to be called Emmanuel, God with us. So Joseph had been raised knowing that he belonged to the house and lineage of David. And since the time of David's reign, there had been prophecy that the Messiah would come through his descendants. Joseph heard this at the temple. He probably heard it at home. And at every special Jewish holiday, there was talk of the Messiah. The concept was ingrained into his daily life. During the most difficult time in his life up to that point, Joseph was considering what his next steps were. He was thinking about how to quietly divorce Mary, only to experience a vision from an angel. The words that the angel spoke to him were probably familiar, and the angel was quoting from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. But to hear it in this context, knowing that his wife-to-be was the virgin in question, the Messiah was coming to save the world from their sins. It was Joseph's family, the house of David, to which Jesus would be born. Everything he had ever heard and been taught was coming true, and it wasn't just happening in his time, it was happening to him personally. Joseph woke up from his sleep and went to Mary. He agreed to marry her, but they didn't consummate their marriage until after the baby was born. And the Son of God was born just as God had promised. This story is one of everyday people practicing faith and trust in God. It is also a story of God who loves his people and keeps his promises. So Camila, help me think through this. What does the name Emmanuel mean, and how does it explain what God did in the lives of Mary and Joseph?
Emmanuel means God with us, and Joseph grew up hearing about God's prophecy. When the prophecy was coming true, God sent an angel to tell Joseph it was happening to Mary and Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so he's like, hey, this is going to happen to you. And this is what's actually going to go on. And Emmanuel means that God isn't just any far far away anymore. He's not just up in heaven, kind of like removed from you, right? Where you have to like offer sacrifices and worship him in the temple under all these rules. He's like, no, he's coming to be with you as a baby. And so in what specific ways did Mary and Joseph listen to God and practice obedience?
Well, in the hard time when the prophecy was coming true, Joseph was learning about it, and once mm-hmm. he found out it was happening to him, mm-hmm. he got this scared feeling either yeah. to divorce Mary quietly right. or marry her. Because back yep. then, culture didn't allow having babies before marriage.
Mm-hmm. You are the expert on this subject. That's exactly right. And so can you imagine how like stressful that probably was for him? Where he's like, oh no, what am I going to do? Right? It's like kind of what we would call like a double bind, where there's like no good solution. Like there's no way forward that isn't awkward or has like a hard part to it. And so we see that Joseph listened to the angel, right? When the angel came and told him what to do, he was like, okay, I will walk in that way and I will do what you say. I think you made a good point. Like, Joseph knew that this was all going to kind of come about, but he had no idea how this was going to come about and the fact that he would be a main character in this story. Camila, how do you feel like you can follow their example of obeying God today? Like, what does it look like for you to obey God when he asks you to do hard things?
For example, if God asked me to do a missions trip when I was older, even mm-hmm. though I would be scared okay. and didn't want to leave my family, I'd mm-hmm. do it because God is calling me to do it, and I can trust God.
I love that, right? So you're like, okay, I'm going to go where you call me to go, even though it may be a little weird or uncomfortable or, like you said, scary, and I have to leave behind the things that are familiar. I want to go and do the things that you are calling me to do. I love that so much. And so when you think through the things that Mary and Joseph had to practice in their lives, how do you, Camila, how do you practice faith every day in your life? And how can our listeners kind of be thinking, like, am I practicing that, like, I really actually believe that God is with me? So when he calls me to something, he's going to equip me, and he's going to be with me in it. How do you practice faith in your life?
Reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And what does that help you to do? Like, how does reading, does it just magically make you a different person, or what does it do?
Reading the Bible can help you learn more about the instructions that God gives you, because mm-hmm. if you do a bad sin, mm-hmm. you're not following the instructions.
Mm-hmm. So like, that's how you get to know like what God kind of like wants for you, right? Like what he's designed you for. He's like, hey, this is the way my kingdom works. This is what I made you for, right? And so if you're not doing that, that's sin, right? And if you are doing that, this is where I really want you to understand what it's like to like walk in righteousness and to like walk with me and to build my kingdom. I love that. And so we begin to see like the way that we live our life and the way we practice our faith shows up in what we say. It impacts the way that we live. It helps us to hide God's word in our heart. It helps control like what we think about and the things that we allow in our mind. It makes sure that we fill our minds with things that are pure and things that are good. It helps us to make sure that we're being kind and gracious and gentle and full of mercy and love towards other people. Make sure we don't lie, right? Helps us to keep our word and to do what we say that we're going to do. And everything that we think, say, and do, it's all connected to what we believe and how we actually practice that in our lives. And so we hope today that our listeners just take time to be reflecting on, all right, if we have Emmanuel, we have God with us, what is our opportunity to respond to that? And how do we display that in our lives? And so Camila, will you just close our day in prayer?
Dear God, I hope that everyone has a great Christmas with family and opening presents, and I hope that everyone is safe with the snow and the slick roads. Amen.
Amen. All right, and can you close our podcast today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, Merry Christmas, everyone. We cannot wait to be back with you again tomorrow.
With us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall not fear.